Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. I know Bill's back a little sooner than usual. We're happy about that. We don't mind that at all. But I've brought him back for a specific reason. Bill, folks, he's a global problem solver. He's the guy. He's one of the guys that people turn to. I'm talking about presidents turn to when they've got a sack full of problems. He sorts it out and gives them back a solution. He's the president of Development Specialist, Inc., and he's a global thought leader and business executive and, as I say, problem solver. And we're happy that he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 21 years. Bill, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you're back earlier this time, Bill, for one primary reason, and that is something we talk about a little bit every time you join us, and that's China. And when the topic of China comes up, which by the way, folks, as you remember, Bill is one of our China experts. We have three of them, but he's one of the and he's the original China expert in the Brain Trust. So, Bill, you spend a lot of time, even now, maybe not in the last month or so, but you over the years, you spent a lot of time in China, and you know a lot about what's going on. Can you give us a report? Can you give us your appraisal of what's going on in the heart of China with regard to coronavirus? Talk to us about where it began. How did it get started? How could this happen?
Well, China has had a series of outbreaks, as you and I know. We were discussing just before we came on the air about SARS, the previous outbreak. A lot of this relates to the fact that a lot of food service in China is still done in a centuries-old fashion. And you know, many of your friends and colleagues who've been to China have wandered through some of the food halls and some of the markets and have been amazed, either repulsed, amazed, or both, at you know, the carcasses of pigs and other animals lying there and the amount of sort of exotic animals that the Chinese often eat, which are hung by a string
like a lizard I saw a graphic on television of about 10 things that you could buy in one of these wet markets in China. One of them was a wolf pup. One of them was a salamander. Snake, on and on. Those are things that you could buy in a wet market.
The Chinese are known for their exotic cuisine. Even the Japanese, who have a wonderful cuisine of their own, have always looked to China as we look to French as to be the gourmands. The other Asians look to China for the gourmands. The sad part of that is, however, that the practices of sanitation in those markets, as well as what people do with what you and I would call leftovers, they call, you know, I've seen the West refer to it as garbage, but friends I have in China remind us that there's all kinds of leftovers that are often not stored in a refrigerated fashion, have led to a series of, you know, sanitation practices that give rise to these diseases. Some of that has to do with the modernity of China, the fact that in the next 20 years or so, I suspect there'll be refrigerators and better sanitation everywhere as there were in the United States back in the 19th century. It catches up. But for now, these practices, which are hard to shake and in many ways traditional, have spawned a series of diseases. Wuhan, which is the center of the current disease, you know, is a small city by Chinese standards. But I point out that Wuhan is bigger than New York. Wuhan has 11 million people.
Wow.
It's about 800 miles due south of Beijing, just a little
It's
south,
not exactly south. Over in the hinterlands, is it? Over in the western hinterlands?
No, it's just inside the coast. It's in the larger regional area with Hangzhou, Shanghai, and others. It's a little farther to the south, southwest from that, but it's not by any means an isolated
It's not
location.
A backwater, but it's not a backwater town like you would think of going over into the bowels of China, is it?
No, in fact, there are very few backwater towns in China anymore. If you go to even the most remote places, and what people used to consider remote isn't so much anymore because of the infrastructure and the flights, you can get around easily. The population is very mobile, and indeed, Jim, that's one of the problems. Well,
but even in one of the more sophisticated parts of the country, they're practicing these very unsophisticated culinary options, as you mentioned.
Yes and no. I think if you get to metropolitan Shanghai and some of the other places, you now have to go looking for these markets, probably
right.
in the suburbs. The rest of it. And even in Hong Kong, you can find markets like this, although they're mm-hmm. much better controlled and much better sanitized. So, but this is what's happened. And so now the attempt to quarantine Wuhan was done too late. There was a political failure in doing that, and probably half of Wuhan's population, because you were approaching the Lunar New Year when everybody goes home to their
right.
traditional homes. Half of the population had gone, and so, the jack-in-the-box had already popped, and you're
right.
not going to be able to put that back in.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Bill Brandt and get him to continue to give us his analysis of this coronavirus outbreak. How big is it going to get after the break?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.